Crosshaven around the turn at the 400 metres held together. A length and a half, Streets of Avalon. Behemoth getting out now, the big man. Then came Probabil. Ole Kirk up on the fence from Sosi Bond. Then Arcadia Queen. Crosshaven joined and headed now by Behemoth. And Probabil, she strikes the mare. Probabil at the 200. Here's Arcadia Queen, a length and a quarter away. Probabil a length, Arcadia Queen. Probabil going well. Probabil wins it. A half Arcadia Queen. Mr. Quickie third from Behemoth, Sosi Bond.
Another group one for Probabil, another group one for trainer Jamie Richards from New Zealand, who in a rare day wasn't at the races yesterday, but he does join us this morning. Congratulations, Jamie.
Thank you. Good morning. Yep.
Still hear some glasses clinking in the background. You're not still at the wedding reception, are you? Just chatting to Joe Lee?
Having a little bit of a tidy up here. I think there could be a bit of a Sunday session in front of us.
Just reception there's not that clear. Jamie, just the background, obviously an important event yesterday to keep you away from the races. What was the event in New Zealand yesterday?
I went to university with Cat Lake Rotorua, which is just outside of Rotorua in the Waikato here. So it was a good chance to catch up with everybody again. It's a pretty busy life, though. I don't really get to see, you know, that much anymore if they're out of town. So it's great to catch up.
What did you make of Probabil's victory yesterday?
Well, she's fantastic. Sat deep and quickened well and held that advantage all the way to the line. It was a, you know, star-studded field, so they were over the moon with how she performed.
That was at 1,400 metres and the All-Star Mile, the ultimate goal this preparation. How do you see her tracking towards that? Obviously, she's come back very well following two wins. Just losing Jamie's line there, I think, in the back blocks of New Zealand. We might just take a short break, try and get Jamie back, albeit in a tenuous area, but just on a slightly better connection. Hopefully we've got Jamie Richards in a slightly better area or a better connection with our phone. Are you there, Jamie?
I am.
Just obviously talking about heading towards the All-Star Mile. What do you do with Probabil between now and then?
We won't change too much. We'll have a quiet week and then a bit of work for the next week and build on from there. I think Dan has sort of said she felt run a bit yesterday. So give her a few days to get through it. I think 3 weeks into the big race is ideal.
It was a good day for the Kiwis yesterday and some of your great friends, Brad Taylor and Jane Ivell, very proud supporters of Probabil on course at Caulfield. Agon winning in Sydney for Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman. A lot of talk about where one or two other of your horses might end up. Amaralina in particular, following that devastating win at Tarapa. What are your plans with her?
We're just going to have a bit of a look at her this week and make some plans. She'll either go to the New Zealand Oaks with a run in between, or she could be seen in the Derby. We're just not 100% sure which way we're going to go yet, but we'll work that out this week.
And she was going toe-to-toe with Agon a couple of starts ago. Just, I know he's not part of your team. He looked impressive yesterday. What did you make of Agon's win, if you had a chance to see it at Rosehill yesterday?
Yeah, I only watched the concluding stages, but reading all the reports there from the way that Hugh spoke about him this morning suggests that he's pretty impressed with him. And, you know, he seems to be a winner, which is going to stand him in really good stead as he heads to those big races. But, you know, it's good to have a couple of horses over there that are able to sort of represent the industry and fly the flag.
Heard you talking with Michael Falgate earlier in the week just regarding Melody Bell. She'd come through that run at Tarapa okay. How's she progressed on since you chatted with Michael?
Yeah, she's in good shape. She had a quiet week last week. She'll trial Tuesday week on the 2nd and then she'll run in the Bone Crusher on the 13th. So she just had no luck the other day. It, you know, wasn't really anybody's fault. It's just one of those things that happens from time to time and just got to turn the page and get on with it.
How's the COVID situation affecting racing in New Zealand at the moment?
Yeah, we're going along, you know, quite well. We had a bit of a scare there earlier in the week, but I think everything's sort of settled down a bit again now. So, yeah, we've just got to keep soldiering on and, you know, see how it all looks. But just obviously frustrating when it can flare up, like everybody knows.
Talking to Joe Lindsay with Joe McKinnon earlier on, and the scenario that conspired to get Probabil into under your care and racing in their colours, a bit of a unique situation. We associate you so much with the Tiakau colours. What's it like training for the odd outsider like the Lindsays?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, she's a filly that David bought at the sale. Brendan and Joe were the underbidders, and they managed to sort of do a deal there where they bought her and we trained her, and it's worked out really well. We've got a great association with Brendan and Joe and Henry Plumtree, so we've probably got sort of 8 to 10 horses and work for them. So it's it's a really good relationship, and they're really sort of investing big time in the industry, and it's great to be a part of it.
With the Tiakau horses and the Lindsay horses and perhaps some others that you mentioned, how many total horses under your care in New Zealand?
We work 100 every morning, and we've got obviously horses spelling and other horses away doing other bits and pieces as well. So, it's a pretty big operation now, but we pride ourselves on having the best staff and the best procedures and everything like that, and it's all been going very well.
It certainly has been under your stewardship, Jamie, and building a terrific record as a young trainer. Great to see Probabil with another Group 1 yesterday. Looking forward to seeing her progress on and others. Thanks for joining us this morning. Enjoy your Sunday session.
Thank you, Warren.